here we've got a story that has been told in so many different ways, but we're constantly reminded that it started from experience. It started from people experiencing the story from lots of different angles. All the disciples had their own points of view. They had their own standpoints. They literally stood in different places and heard what Jesus said, saw what he did in completely different places. And from those experiences, we had the apostles go out and tell this story probably hundreds of times each. They probably went out and told this story so many different times. And it would have been altered with every telling, enriched. Memories would have come back. Memories would have been grasped at. It began as theatre, really. It began as people just wanting to tell the story. And who knows, I love the thought of the early disciples, the apostles going out and trying to describe Jesus. They probably described how he walked, how he spoke. Some of them were probably really good at impersonating Jesus. How wonderful that somebody on this planet has actually spoken in a way that was similar to Jesus, in the same way that people love doing impersonations of famous people now. So they would have walked like him, they would have talked like him, they would have pretended to be him for their audience. And also I love the thought that the disciples went around impersonating each other. I bet that was silly and fun, and or maybe done with great reverence and respect, who knows. So it all began with theatre, then it was written down, then it was painted about, sculpted, then films were made, television programmes. And with each of those new attempts to tell the story, there were so many people that were for it and so many people against it. People didn't want to see a depiction of the story, because who could possibly get it right? Who could possibly? I mean, what an absurd voice I have compared to what the disciples must have heard. But people still did it. They still tried. They still tried to tell this story. And for me, I love painting, I love sculpting, I love writing. But when I try to act it out, try to act out the story, I feel a direct connection with those first disciples who, while Jesus was still fresh in their minds, went out and told people what they'd experienced. Not what they'd heard about, but what they'd experienced and what they'd felt and what they'd touched and what they'd smelt and all those things. And any actor today is offered that opportunity. We can all do this. In turn, the audience experiences it immediately, right in front of them. There are so many opportunities in theatre to show the audience what might have happened had an action not unfolded, had a event not unfolded. It's a great privilege of theatre to unlock that in an audience's imagination, so that while they're watching Christ confronted by a leper, when everyone else would run away, what if Jesus had run away? Or what if he had forced one of his disciples to heal the leper? All these different opportunities. Well, you don't have to act those all out on stage, but by the reactions on stage, by the storytelling techniques, you can suggest it to an audience that was a possibility, and that what they're actually experiencing when they see Christ say, "I am willing and I am going to heal this leper," what you're seeing is a way of reacting that has real implications. A choice was made. It wasn't a preordained thing. It wasn't decided, designed, executed. It's not like it's written on a page where one word follows another, follows another, follows another. Anything could have happened.